Oh my God.
This was actually a pretty funny show. I enjoyed this one.
Did you have fun?
We kind of hit all of our, you know, greatest hits, poop, farts, dick, you know.
We talked about periods a little bit with Saltburn.
Yeah. We talked about no food, though. Mm-hmm. Well, no, we did. Corn.
Oh my God.
As Big Fatty calls it, nature's GPS.
Corn, when did I have corn?
It's not goodbye. It's I'll see you later.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This was actually a pretty funny show, Big Fatty. I enjoyed corn.
Poop. Period. Fart. Dick.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4222. The BFO for Wednesday the 10th of April 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and yes, Big Fatty, you don't know what else I don't.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it sounds like he had phlegm in his throat.
Good morning, Fat One.
Big Fatty, those other people were talking in the background.
That's okay. We'll wish a cheery good morning to them as well. Hello, Shady Pinas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Shady Pinas today, because y'all, Big Fatty is a little show in a shower, short of heading over to Shady Pines for our supper. Tuesday supper with the ladies, and y'all, we hadn't been over there in the past couple of weeks. Yes, Big Fatty, and but y'all, wishing us a some Shady Pinas themselves. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all wishing us a good morning. Y'all, that was Randy up there in the Penis Slivania, and then after him was Gay Country West and a big old group of scoundrels, and then the last one was Durwood. Big Fatty, those scoundrels hung around with him too. It's true. The spirited, happy music is just lovely. It is just lovely. And y'all, let's see. After y'all, Big Fatty, a lot of Pineammer on the little show today. Yes, there is a lot of tickling of the ivories, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, believe it or not, the nip stopped by. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, he regaled about some of his shenanigans on Friday night, and then but y'all, very innocent. He went out. Did he go out Saturday night also? I think he did, or maybe it was Sunday night he went out. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But y'all, there was some young thing that was all about the nip, trying to suck his tongue out of his mouth. Be ready. And the nip was warned. You be on the beware of that one. He's just trying to get in your pocketbook. Anyway, y'all, after the nip left, y'all, I had me one of those bagged solids. I had the Italian bag solid kit, and you know, it's really one of my favorites, and it's just good. And y'all, I put some rotisserie chicken in there, and some I had to put a little extra dressing in there, and put a few extra croutons and things like that. Y'all, it filled Big Fatty up. Oh, Big Fatty, that's a first. And then y'all, the news last on Monday night was all about the solar eclipse, and so y'all, that was that. And y'all, I got involved in something that excuse me, that I didn't know how to handle. And y'all, I looked, I'll tell you what it is, with my mortgage company, you know, they collect and hold in escrow, cash money so they can pay the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance. That way they know it's getting paid, but y'all, the homeowner's insurance hadn't been paid this year, and y'all, it's due on next Monday. And, so y'all, I just went back into my account and looking around and everything, and y'all, my monthly statement on the mortgage came in, and y'all, it said that their, customer service, center was open until 8 p.m. in the evening central. So, y'all, I got on the phone. I figured there wouldn't be a whole lot of people calling that late in the evening. And I got on the phone with a lady, and she said that, well, no, it hadn't been paid because we hadn't received the bill. She says, where was the bill sent? And so, y'all, I had to pull out the homeowner's insurance policy and hunt for all that. And y'all, it was sent to the wrong P.O. box. They've moved their operations to how do you do, Michigan? No, it's in Ohio, I think. Anyway, I said, well, what do I need to do to, get it paid? And she says, well, you'll have to contact the insurance folks and give them the new address. Y'all, it's some kind of term that I didn't know what it meant. Here it is right here. Let's just see if I can shed a little light on it. Oh yes, Big Fatty. It's right here. It's called the Mortgage E. Yes, Big Fatty, the Mortgage E address. And I guess I'm the mortgager, but the mortgagee address was wrong on the bill, so I called the insurance company. They were also open late. Y'all, I got the nicest lady at the insurance company, very knowledgeable, and she got the information, and she says, and I gave her the lady had told me it's best for the insurance company to fax, y'all, to fax the bill to the mortgagee. But the lady from the insurance company, she said, I tell you what I'll do, because I told her I was worried about, you know, it not getting paid on time, because y'all, Big Fatty pays his bills on time, and I don't like it when things don't go according to plan. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And she says, I have sent the information to the billing department, but I tell you what, when I come in to work on Tuesday morning, I will double check to make sure that they have faxed the correct bill to that fax number you gave me, and just to, you know, just for a little peace of mind. y'all, and could not have been nicer. Could not have been nicer. And y'all, when I hung up with her, y'all, you know, they always give you those little surveys. And so y'all, she was so nice. Emily was her name. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I love Emily. She's always so helpful. And, but y'all, on this survey, at near the end of it, it said, would you like to record a video of your comments? And I said, well, you know, why not? I'm Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I recorded a little video and uploaded it to, and hopefully Emily will get to see it. Big Fatty, don't count on it. Anyway, and y'all, when all that was over, y'all, I'd missed the Jeopardy, but I had it recorded, and so I turned on the sports ball. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves, they didn't pull it out. They did not pull it out last night. Big Fatty, it's probably best. And no, they didn't win. Oh, well, that's very different than pulling it out. Well, anyway. y'all, it got to be the bottom of the seventh inning. Y'all, Big Fatty was just, y'all, I was pooped. I was pooped. Yes, Big Fatty. Did you clean up? No, not that kind of poop. Oh, well, okay. You were tired. I was tired. And y'all, I crawled into the chamber probably about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, that the sports ball, the basketball, that's what I'm trying to say. Y'all, it didn't start until 9:20 p.m. in the evening. And, you know, I couldn't see it anyway because I don't have the cable. And anyway, y'all, slept like a baby, woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, totally rested. Y'all got up, had my coffee. Y'all, for breakfast, I had some sourdough toast and some more of those sausage patties. Y'all, I'm just, you know, I bought a big box of them, and if I don't use them up, they'll get sticky. Y'all, does your pork get sticky? Hey, that is vulgar. You don't want your pork to get sticky. No, Big Fatty. I did all my puzzles and everything, and y'all, you know, I had to rethink the morning nipple walk for Tuesdays and Thursdays, because you know it's at a different location and it's at a different time. So anyway, I started out and I did Fat Acres, and y'all, I headed up to the intersection where I would turn to go to the big circle. And then I turned around and came back, because the place where we're having the new senior size class, I had to walk past it to get up to the corner. So I just walked back because I still had a few extra minutes. So I did that. Y'all went. Senior size class was from 10 a.m. in the morning to 11 a.m. in the morning. And after that was over, I finished my nipple walk, did the big circle, came back to the villa. Y'all, young Jonathan, y'all, I had ordered some new windshield wiper blades, and young Nicholas was helping me with those, but something happened on the back blade that it got stuck or something, or broke off or something. So young Jonathan said he would come by and take a look at it. Dr. Stone, you'll be happy to know that young Jonathan also changed the air conditioning filter. you don't need to plan a trip to Fat Acres anytime soon. Big Fatty, you gotta wait for the weather rat to go on vacation. It's true. I had a Zoom meeting with Olive's tax accountant. Y'all, we went over his personal taxes, and y'all, he's getting money back from the state and the federal, and that'll go into the estate account. And then I had a few questions for him about the estate tax account. And y'all, evidently, when somebody dies, if you think you're going to be able to settle the estate by the time within a year from the death, you can be on a, I think he called it like a death year or something like that. If you can settle the estate within 1 year of the person's death, then you don't have to file two different tax forms. So that's what he had decided that we should do. And y'all, I'd never heard of this 1 year. He says normally it you know, with a lot of cases, it takes more than 1 year to settle an estate. But he says, it sounds like you've got it pretty well under control. I said, thank you for calling. And so anyway, we had a little bit of that. And y'all, I can't settle it till the probate period is over. That's going to be at the end of next month, May. But y'all, I think I'll have everything taken care of by late June, early July. And, you know, Olive passed away on the 25th of July of 2023. So I'll be within the year. And so, y'all, I will get back in touch with him once things get moving again with the estate attorney and all. And y'all, like I said, I am sitting right here waiting. I am waiting to go and have some supper over at Shady Pines. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Do you remember a week or so ago I told you about a dream I had with Drew Carey and all right-foot shoes? Well, Moose P said he had a crazy dream, too. He was on a psychiatrist's couch talking about a serious problem, only after a few seconds, he let out a very loud fart. With each fart, he'd say, oopsie, and then continue with his session, only to fart again after only a couple of words, to which he'd once again stop and say, oopsie. Well, the therapist was getting visibly annoyed and even angry, but he just continued to fart and say, oopsie, Big Fatty, are you sure that wasn't one of your dreams? Well, it probably should have been, but Moose P, oopsie. Oopsie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, it's just going to be a regular hump day, I guess. Y'all, I am so happy. I am so happy to have the new windshield wiper blades, because y'all, Thursday, we're supposed to get over an inch of rain again. Yes, Big Fatty, but it'll wash the rest of the pollen out of the trees. We can only hope so. We can only hope so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, but y'all, before I tell you that, worried sick about Patty Bacon. Worried sick! And anyway, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, what's your favorite part?
This was actually a pretty funny show, Big Fatty. I enjoyed corn.
Poop, period, fart, dick.
Oh, well, I think we hit all of those. Well, maybe not coon.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.